Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. As always, to help us, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So, the coronavirus, the entrepreneurial community in our state has to be affected.
Well, they do, and I think the first observation I got about this is nobody saw this coming. So, you know, a lot of times entrepreneurs put together business plans and investors do a lot of due diligence, and, you know, we try to anticipate the future. And I've often said that, you know, more is unknowable than is knowable, and this is maybe the best example of that. You could have been working last, you know, September, October, November, putting together plans for 2020, and you just would have never anticipated this would happen. So for people trying to plan entrepreneurial ventures, it's just an illustration of you just got to react to what the market brings you, and you're never quite sure what that is.
And a big part of the entrepreneurial scene is a conference, you know, a face-to-face conference, meeting people and trying to raise money and showing your products and your services.
Absolutely. Many of the organizations that I'm involved with are taking the advice of the CDC and implementing social isolation, which means they're canceling their conferences. So I've had a digital animal conference in San Francisco and a human health conference in Orlando canceled locally. Next Venture Pitch, SC Bio meetings have been canceled. What we're all trying to do is stop the spread of this, because I think the greatest threat to our community is that, you know, lots of people get to the hospital system at one time and overdrive its capacity. So I'm not sure we're going to be able to keep people from getting the virus, but at least we can spread it out so the healthcare community can deal with it.
And we've been hearing some reports at the federal level that the business community will be receiving some support from the government, the Small Business Administration, low interest loans, maybe grants.
Well, for entrepreneurs, I hope some of that comes fast enough, because for some of us, you know, we don't have the resources to plan, you know, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the road. And so managing our business in the face of this, I mean, you got the virus, but then you have also got the stock market correction that as of last week was down 25%. That's really impacting the ability to raise capital. We raised most of our capital from accredited individual investors. And, you know, people we were talking about just 2 weeks ago, obviously, you know, they got their own now personal issues to deal with. And so it's completely changed the dynamics of raising capital to continue to grow our businesses. So I think at one level, entrepreneurs are impacted by this, just like everybody else. I mean, we want to make sure that we're all stay healthy and the people around us stay healthy. But I think you're right that, you know, in terms of where we show our stuff at conferences, whether those are industry conferences or capital conferences, and just the impact on our business, you know, what is it we should do? Should we cut back now? You know, and this, just our ability to find the resources to continue to grow, it's having a dramatic impact on entrepreneurial companies. And you know, if you looked at them in the corporate ecosystem, you know, those are the fragile entities that, you know, many of them may not survive this. Big companies have the resources to wait it out, but, you know, a lot of small entrepreneurial ones don't. And, you know, as a result, they'll go away.
Well, now, do you suppose that there will be some announcements from the venture capital organizations? Have you heard anything from the ones in our state, angel investment groups, that, you know, maybe some sort of time will be given to these small startup companies that need some more time now to make the plan work?
I haven't heard that. I'm not saying it's not there. I do know the next venture forum in Greenville was postponed until the fall, and I haven't heard from Venture South. But in terms of people getting together and meeting, I mean, they're doing the same thing every other event manager's doing in terms of providing resources to companies that are on the edge. I mean, I guess it depends on their judgment of, you know, what your long-term potential is. I mean, if they think you've got traction and doing well and you just need a little bit to tide you over here, you know, you might be able to find that. If you're still in the process of validating, you know, your product and your market, I think it's going to be a whole lot tougher, you know, to find that next round of capital.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time today. Stay safe.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.